Assalamu alaikum. We're back again for the first official episode of how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our own lives in order to better our relationships, better our marriages, better our connection with our children, with our families. Today, the very first name that we are going to discuss and relate to our lives is the name of Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to call upon Him frequently throughout the day with Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And those two names, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, are the first two of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are going to embark upon and begin to understand. What does the word Ar-Rahman mean? It's often translated as the most compassionate or the most gracious. But the word Ar-Rahman, as in many of the words in the Arabic language, is very rich and has more meanings than can be encompassed in just one word, as we would see normally in the English language. So if we look at Ar-Rahman as the most compassionate, the most gracious, what does that mean for us on a day-to-day, in our day-to-day lives? What does it mean for us in how we interact with others? Now, when we talk about compassion, we will often equate the word compassion with kindness. We'll often say that, oh, you know, be kind and compassionate. But the reality is that compassion goes far beyond simply being kind. Compassion is about having empathy. Compassion is about understanding someone's situation and being able to view it from their perspective. So when you have a husband and a wife, for example, who are consistently arguing, you know, in these days of Ramadan when our fuses are a little bit short and we try to check our tempers, but sometimes our tongues may get the best of us. Maybe there is an argument that consistently occurs about who's coming over for iftar or what food is being made for iftar. Now, if a husband is consistently asking for specific food items or for specific people to be over or different interactions, and the wife may be responding and saying that, you know, this is too much for me, or I can't, I've been cooking every day. You know, this is the moment where compassion needs to come into place. This is the moment where we can think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Ar-Rahman, the one who is most compassionate, most gracious, and we can bring it into our day-to-day lives by implementing compassion in that type of a scenario. How can the compassion be implemented? In that moment, if the husband were to look at the wife and to say, I understand you have been doing a lot these past few days. Ramadan is hard on all of us. Take a break. Let's order in food. If the wife looks at the husband with compassion and says, I understand you've been working hard and you enjoy breaking fast, not just with us as a family, but with others from the community as well. Let's invite people, but let's keep it simple. In this way, both husband and wife are showing compassion to each other. And it's just as important to show that compassion to our children as we're raising them, as we're encouraging them, as they're growing, as they're learning how to fast as well, to be compassionate, which goes beyond just kindness and into the realm of graciousness as well, which means we treat our family members, our spouses, our children with that type of understanding that is rooted in empathy, because this is one of the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa ar-Rahman. Jazakumullahu khair, and thank you so much for coming and then joining me on our episode for today. Inshallah, I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode as we look into the name of Allah, where we say Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum.